repeatedly when we've asked in the past about deaths close to the sites, we've been told that it doesn't know about them, and it has really questioned the figures that the UN has put out. It said that since the GHF began its operations in late May, it's recorded more than 670 people killed close to its sites. Witnesses saying most were killed by Israeli forces, and we've had the Israeli military saying at one point that it was investigating claims of civilian deaths. Another 200 people killed close to incoming UN aid convoys as well.
Now, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation has been criticised a lot, particularly because it only operates in Israeli-controlled zones in Gaza. What about the way it is set up? Does that cause specific problems and might have led to these crushes?
Well, I mean, when the UN refused to cooperate with the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation from its outset, it was saying that this was unethical and also impractical, the way it was setting up with just four distribution sites, whereas previously, when the UN had a full operation in Gaza, it had at least 400 distribution sites. Israel and the US say that this method of giving out food bypasses Hamas. But what makes the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation so controversial is that it uses these private US security contractors to get aid in and operates exclusively in Israeli military zones.